I'd like to welcome you back to Old Staff and Practice series. I have a friend who loves to travel. He loves visiting exotic locations. And on his bucket list is to travel north of the Arctic Circle. But the truth is that travel to such a location can raise many different halachic issues. That is because above the Arctic Circle, the more north you go, the longer the day can be, and the longer the night can be. Above the Arctic Circle, there can be many months in which there's no sunrise. And there could be many months in which there's no sunset. It could be night for a few months or day for a few months. And the question is, when are you supposed to daven? When could you daven shachris, daven mincha, daven ma'ariv? And even greater severity is when you're supposed to keep Shabbos. It could go months without sunset. Does that mean it's one long day? How do you calculate what day of the week it is? When are you supposed to keep Shabbos? The Shari Tshuva, the Na'ar Chaim Siman Shin Mem Dalid, quotes from the Maruk Tzia. The Maruk Tzia Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses this question. And he suggests, based on the Gemara in today's daf, the Samach Tes Amud Beis, discusses a situation in which someone finds himself in the middle of the desert, and he doesn't know what day of the week it is. He forgot when he left. He hasn't kept track of what day of the week it is, and he realizes he doesn't know when Shabbos is supposed to be. So the Gemara has a discussion, when are you supposed to keep Shabbos? The halacha we paskin that you're supposed to count 6 days from that point, and on the seventh day, keep that day as Shabbos, and therefore suggests Rabbi Yaakov Emden that similarly in this situation, when someone finds himself above the Arctic Circle in a situation in which there isn't a clear night or day, it's unclear to him. Similar to our Gemara, it's unclear to him what day of the week it is. You count 6 days from the day that you arrive, writes the Maruk Tzia. From the day that you arrive, then you count 6 days. That's when the doubt was created. You count 6 days, and the seventh day, that's when you keep as Shabbos. However, some Achronim very troubled by this opinion. Because the halacha in our Gemara isn't that you keep 6 days as weekdays and the seventh day as Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is suggesting that when you travel to these places, keep 6 days as weekdays, the seventh day, that's when you consider Shabbos. But in our Gemara, all 7 days you have to treat as Shabbos. It happens to be that when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, you sanctify the seventh day. But in terms of Melacha, your ability to perform Melacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any day. It's a suffix. And granted, as the Gemara says, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, when it comes to matters of life and death, of course you're supposed to be Michal Shabbos. But in terms of anything that's not necessary, you shouldn't. And therefore, this person traveling to the North Pole, traveling to the South Pole, which you don't know what day of the week it is, you should never be allowed to do Melacha. Why does Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggest that only the seventh day, that's when you keep as Shabbos? The truth is that there are other approaches in the Achronim of how someone should act in such a situation. The Tveres Yisrael, Perish on the Mishnayis, suggests that you calculate days of the week based on the location where you embarked from. And that could come to an interesting situation, truthfully similar to the situation that Rabbi Yaakov Emden would have as well. If you have two people coming from different locations, you have one person coming from New York, another person coming from Israel, they could both be in the same location and start Shabbos and end Shabbos at different times, because the location where they came from were in different time zones. And these opinions of Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Yisrael Lifshitz, the Tveres Yisrael, aren't the only two opinions out there. The Ben Ishchai has his own Shita, the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher has his own Shita, and based on the nature of the suffix, based on the uncertainty that someone will be placing himself in when he willingly travels to such locations, I've heard quoted in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner that it would be appropriate really not to travel to such locations. And honestly, I'm not sure that's too high a price to pay in order to be able to daven properly, in order to be able to keep Shabbos properly.